Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
The most hated team in football won the Super Bowl.
They pull it off.
God.
I never understood why so many people hate them.
Because they're cheaters, Hunter.
They're not cheaters.
That's what kills me. That's what kills me. And just so you know, there's always going to be a little asterisk on this season for Tom Brady.
Didn't they scientifically prove that?
I tell you what, at one point in the game, did you see when Matt Ryan went off the field and he said he couldn't hear anything in his, I wonder what happened there.
Come on.
Belichick. Belichick. Oh man, it's and again.
A little salty this morning, huh?
It's the Yankee syndrome. It's the too big to like syndrome. Same thing with Nickelback or Dane Cook. Right. The Patriots, they're winners. They win, and I don't think you can really argue the fact they have a laundry list of amazing players, even at the third string level.
Right.
They have people to back them up. They don't get hurt. They have a system that wins. Belichick's experience showed. You know, he was taking on a young coach, a coach that's only been a head coach for 2 years. Mm-hmm. He's done a very good job. He's got a very good team. But in the end, experience won that game.
Unbelievably, too.
Yeah.
I just still can't believe it. 25-point deficit.
31 unanswered points.
If Atlanta, okay, in the third quarter, when Julio made that catch, and they literally could have kneed the ball three times.
Yep.
Kicked the field goal, won the game.
Yep.
Instead, they were pushed back to 20 yards. Out of field goal range, had to punt the ball.
Trying to give their kicker a little extra, you know. Mm-hmm. But I just want to, where were the Patriots for three quarters?
Nowhere.
They missed a field goal an extra point.
Mm-hmm.
We're just sloppy all the way
Nothing
around.
Nothing went right.
Edelman
for
couldn't catch a cold, for God's sake, and came back. It's honestly like they meant to do it almost. It's like they're like, no, we're gonna make everyone think that and then come back and win this thing in overtime.
I said 6 minutes left, man, 28-3. 6 minutes left in the third quarter. You got to watch that. You know, be in Atlanta. You got to watch those films and just be like, what happened?
Oh, just be disgusted.
What happened?
Just be disgusted.
You know that hurt. You know that gotta hurt.
What's the Falcons owner? That old guy. That old Italian guy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know.
I feel so bad. He was jumping around, hooting and hollering. You know he doesn't have much time left on this earth.
It probably was cut in half
Him and his young gold-digging wife were there just having a good time, and then at the end, you just saw the life force sucked out of this poor old man. He went from jumping around to going, this was it.
Here comes the big one.
Here it comes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But,
you know, I like Atlanta, too. I love Matt Ryan. I think he's a great quarterback, man. I love the organization. You know, Julio Jones. I watched an interview on Julio Jones yesterday before the game.
Yeah.
Great dude.
Oh, he's a great guy.
He's got a great attitude.
And he works hard.
Yeah.
He's not like Odell or the rest of those receivers.
He's not a cocky.
No. You know, he goes out there. He shows up. And honestly, a big factor was him being double-teamed the entire game. Mm-hmm.
Before the interview, I thought he was going to be like an Ocho Cinco kind of a guy, like real cocky, like, all right.
No.
Not at all.
Team player, yep.
Total opposite.
He got beat by a bunch of cheaters, and now he doesn't have a ring.
Poor
tell
guy.
You what, though, if it would have been the Packers would have won.
Get
they would have beat the Patriots.